For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. Cole County's stay-at-home order is expiring on Saturday. The Cole County Health Department announced yesterday that it will not be renewing the order and will be immediately rescinding its establishment order regarding bars, restaurants, and clubs. Now, the county is following the statewide stay-at-home order, which tells Missourians to only leave the house to perform essential activities and practice safe social distancing. It also allows non-essential businesses to remain open so long as they follow social distancing guidelines and only have 10 or fewer people inside the business at all times. Cole County Presiding Commissioner Sam Bushman says the county's order is stricter than the statewide order, closing all non-essential businesses in the area. He also says the order was causing some confusion for residents.
Even law enforcement, things like that here in Jefferson City, we're having some issues with whether they went with our stay-at-home order or whether they went with the state of Missouri's. And we just decided it would be easier just to go with the state's.
Cole County's stay-at-home order will expire at 12:01 p.m. on Saturday. Missouri's stay-at-home order will expire on May 3rd. Two mid-Missouri counties are now leading the state in COVID-19 cases per capita. As KBIA's Sebastian Martinez Valdivia reports, many of the cases are tied to meat processing plants.
Saline County has 102 confirmed cases as of this morning, which translates to more than 445 cases per 100,000 residents, the highest rate in the state and nearly double that of St. Louis County. Confirmed cases have doubled from 51 a week ago, increasing by 30 over the last 2 days alone. Nearby Montauk County has the second highest rate with 63 cases or more than 390 cases per 100,000. Both counties are home to major meat processing plants run by Cargill, Conagra, and Burger Smokehouse. All three say workers have tested positive, and Conagra and Burgers have temporarily ceased production. State Health Director Randall Williams says the state is looking to increase testing capacity in the affected areas.
We're going to be doing a fairly intensive, robust, targeted testing in those two, in at least one of those communities I know, to get at what might be the underlying cause of that.
Williams says the state National Guard has been deployed to northwest Missouri to test for a potential outbreak at a Triumph Foods plant in St. Joseph. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, KBIA News, Columbia.
A Missouri judge has ruled that a state agency violated open records law when it tried to charge a research group nearly $1.5 million for birth and death records, then rejected the request. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.